Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the podcast, party people. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 846 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. You know, I've got another great episode lined up for us. In today's show, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out. We'll talk more about those free seeds later on in today's show. Before I get too far, I want to send a big thank you shout out to everybody who has watched an episode of the podcast. That's right. We recently hit 1 million views on YouTube. That's right. 1 million organic views on YouTube. Big thanks. Big shout out to all 1 million of you who have watched the podcast. I do appreciate that. Make sure you click like, click subscribe, and keep watching so we can get that 2 million views. All right, I don't want to waste too much time here at the start of the show. Let's jump right into the question and answer portion of today's podcast. Of course, I do have a website. That website is iregenetics.com. At the top of that website, there is a tab that says Grow Help or Grow Questions. If you click on that tab, you can send me your grow question. If I read your question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds off of iredirect.com. Today's first question came from our new friend, Brian. I do like this question a lot. My buddy, Brian, make sure you check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. The question says, yo, Rasta Jeff, how do you come up with the names of your strains? That is a very good question. Many of you may not know that not only am I a podcaster, but I am also the head breeder and sole proprietor of Irie Genetics Premium Seeds. I make a lot of regular and feminized seeds. So if you're new here, that just catches you up. I do make those seeds. I am the breeder. I'm the one that makes the decisions on what to breed, how to breed it, when to breed it. Then the funnest part of the whole job is deciding how to name those new creations. Our buddy Brian wants to know, how do you come up with those names? There are countless ways that I am inspired by strain names. A lot of them you may have noticed are Grateful Dead songs. I am very inspired. I love the Grateful Dead. I've been a Deadhead, a Dead fan since about 95. So there's a lot of Grateful Dead culture in me. I name strains after the Grateful Dead. Dark Hollow, Franklin's Tower, Scarlet Begonias. Those were all Grateful Dead songs. There are plenty more. Those are the first three to pop off the top of my head. Also, I name stuff after fish songs. Character Zero is a fish song. Maze was named after a fish song. Rhombus is not a fish song, but it is named after some fish lore. That's where the fish comes in. Rhombus is a fish thing. Sunday Show is kind of a nod to the entire jam band culture and the jam band world. We say never miss a Sunday show. If you go see your favorite jam band on Sunday, you will get a special performance, a special show. It's like church. It's like a family gathering. It's always a good time. So Sunday Show became a strain name. Then what else do we have? I named stuff after the Ninja Turtles. I've got Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael, Michelangelo, Bebop, Rocksteady, Shredder, April O'Neil, Baxter Stockman. Those, of course, were all inspired by one of my childhood favorite cartoons, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Now, currently, another line that I've recently put out is named after another pop culture icon. I've got Rose, Sophia, Dorothy, and I always skip one of them. But, you know, the four Golden Girls. Who do we got? Rose, Sophia, Dorothy, and there's Blanche. How did we forget Blanche, that hussy? We got the four Golden Girls. Those are named after, of course, the Golden Girls sitcom TV show from when I was a kid. Frequency Shift. How is Frequency Shift named? I'm very into a reggae artist named Natalie Rise. Big shout out to Natalie Rise. She's a beautiful person, amazing artist. She makes great music. She sings fucking amazingly well. She also is a very spiritual person, a very energetic person, a very positive person. And when she comes into the room, there is a frequency shift. And I named the strain Frequency Shift in honor of my friend Natalie Rise. Jammy, the strain Jammy was named after my friend Jamiri Morgan. His nickname is Jammy. I made a strain based on the traits that he likes, and I named it Jammy because his family calls him Jammy. His name is Jamiri. I'm thinking about other strains off the top of my head. Fist Bump. Why did I call Fist Bump Fist Bump? Fist Bump, bro. When I see some friends, when other dreads see each other, just give each other a quick fist bump. And I thought Fist Bump was a cool name. Fist Bump. It works real well. I can't think of other strain names. Bubble Goat. Okay, so this is another Redline. I talked earlier about how Redline got its name on a previous episode. I called Redline because when I smoke it, my eyes get bloody red and real heavy. Also, I used to ride bicycles when I was a teenager. I rode GT bicycles, but Redline bikes were real popular. Redline's got red Lebanese hash plant in there. So a lot of it comes from pop culture references. A lot of it, the names just create themselves, like Bubble Goat. Bubble Goat is Indiana Bubblegum, and Golden Goat. Bubble Goat, that name made itself. Gorilla Goat, Gorilla Glue, and Golden Goat. Those kind of names make themselves. Peggy O is another one named after a Grateful Dead song. Sometimes it's just random stuff, but sometimes it's just things that happen to, that it just tells you what they are. Bubble Goat, like I was saying, it's just Bubble Goat. So it depends on cultural references. It depends on maybe just telling you the names of the two strains together. We'll describe, we'll make a perfect name for it. Bubble Goat, Gorilla Goat. I'm sure there's more of those. Sometimes it's just random stuff. Sometimes a friend will say something cool. One day, Mike was talking, and he said something about the word Afterglow. And I said, bro, quit talking, because that is a strain name. And I wrote down Afterglow. Now we got a strain called Afterglow. Storm Shadow, the old strain Storm Shadow. That was named after a G.I. Joe character, Storm Shadow, the silent killer. What else do we got? I'm trying to think of strains that are available now. Congo Ripper. How did we come up with Congo Ripper? That is Congo to Jack the Ripper. That should be fairly obvious there how those came up. White Chapel. White Chapel is Golden Goat and Jack the Ripper. Jack the Ripper was a famous murderer, a famous serial killer. The White Chapel Killer is also what he was known as. So it got known as White Chapel as the cross. I'm inspired by a lot of different random things. Sometimes I'll smoke a strain and get a certain flavor out of it, and that's how I name it. Sometimes I try to honor the crosses. Sometimes it's just a pop culture reference or some sort of energy thing that I thought of when I smoked that strain, or that the two names made me think of. Sometimes it's just totally, completely random. Sometimes I don't have a name in mind until I smoke it. Sometimes I've already got a strain name in mind when I create the line. Orangegasm. I knew that Orangegasm was going to be super delightful. It was going to make your toes curl. It was going to have that beautiful orange flavor. Orangegasm was, that just happened naturally. So it all just kind of depends. I've got a list of strain names if something cool comes up. Sometimes it's a video game name. Nuketown. The strain Nuketown, that came from, I used to play Black Ops all the time, Call of Duty Black Ops. Shout out to Mike for getting me addicted to video games for a short time. I miss playing video games with you, buddy. But I used to play Black Ops, and Nuketown was the map. If you're going to play any sort of video game, Nuketown 24/7 around the holidays was the way to go. I'd love to camp up in that one bedroom and just snipe little kids that are new to the game all day. If you guys don't like campers, you definitely don't want to play a shooting game with me. But that is where Nuketown came from, is the video game from Black Ops. That is Nuketown. I'm sure there's a billion more strain names that I could give you names for. Chemical Cocktail. Why did I call it Chemical Cocktail? Because it smells, it's got Chem Dog in there, and it's got the Chem Dog aroma comes through, but it also smells a little bit like if you took a kiwi strawberry Snapple and put some chemicals inside of it. It tastes good, but it's also like some chemicals. It's like you work at a nuclear plant and you're having lunch break and you're drinking something fruity. It's like, it tastes good, but also I feel like I may grow a third arm or something from drinking this Chemical Cocktail, bro. Candylicious. What is Candylicious? A lot of people are like, what does that even mean? Candylicious. That shit is delicious and tastes like candy. Candylicious, bro. You got to get creative in this day and age. A lot of the names are taken. I try to do my due diligence and research a name and think about it like, has somebody else used this? What else does this mean? Is there another weird reference I don't understand about this? I try to do my research, and then you wouldn't believe how many times other people come up and they say, hey, bro, this one's already taken. Sometimes that happens, and I apologize, and usually I just stop making it. Big Mountain Fudge Cake. Where did the name Big Mountain Fudge Cake come from? I don't know if I've ever revealed this publicly. Big Mountain Fudge Cake. One of my favorite cartoons, TV shows back in the day was, of course, King of the Hill. King of the Hill was an awesome cartoon animated series. I don't know what you want to call it. Call it whatever you want. Either way, shout out to Hank. Shout out to Bobby. Shout out to Peggy. The entire King of the Hill family, even the little dog Ladybird. We'll give a whole shout out to Luann even if we want. Anyway, let's get back to the point. Big Mountain Fudge Cake. In the show King of the Hill, they started a band. The name of the band was Big Mountain Fudge Cake. They referred to themselves as The Fudge. I thought it'd be really fun to name a strain Big Mountain Fudge Cake. Of course, I took a strain with some chocolate terps in there. Big Mountain Fudge Cake. So the names are random and sporadic. Sometimes I have the names in mind before I even make a strain. Sometimes I don't even think of the name until after I smoke the strain. I do have a long list of strain names, and I go through it, and I'm super picky. It's got the strain. A strain name can make or break your creation. People may buy 2,500 packs of a pack of seeds just because of the name. They may not buy any of it because of the name. I really think Scarlet Begonias, if it would have been named something differently, it would have sold better. I think that one was slept on simply because of the name. There are some things. I had a lady tell me that she did not like my strain name, Bounty Killer. So that's another one we can touch on. Bounty Killer was named after a reggae artist named Bounty Killer. That's simply where that name came from. The Kalonji Kush was named after a reggae artist called Sizzla Kalonji. Capleton was named after a reggae artist called Capleton. I'm sure you could see where this is going. But I named a lot of stuff after Grateful Dead songs, Fish songs, reggae artists. Things are named after people. Some of the strain names are kind of jokes. Saka Souffle and The Machine. What the heck is that about? Many of you have probably caught on now that I'm a huge comedy fan. I love comedy. I love going to comedy shows. Laughter is medicine. Music is medicine. I love music and comedy. But The Machine is named after Burt Kreischer. He's got his most famous bit is called The Machine. He tears off his shirt. He yells, "I'm The Machine." That's fucking where that name came from. Saka Souffle came from an episode of Your Mom's House. Not just an episode of Your Mom's House, but also the host of Your Mom's House podcast, Tom Segura, one of the best comedians on the planet. He went on Larry King, you know, the old guy that used to wear the suspenders. He might be gone now. Rest in peace if he's gone. But Larry King wore the suspenders, and Larry King asked Tom Segura what his, like a weakness, what's it called? One of your weaknesses, your... anyway, he asked him what a weakness was, like one of his personal weaknesses. I forget the fucking name of the thing that he asked him. It's like a trait. But he's like, "What's one of your weaknesses?" And he said, "Chocolate souffle." And Larry King's a fucking 124 years old. He didn't understand. He said, "Saka souffle?" with a big question mark and a dumbfounded voice. And so to that, Tom Segura just smiled back and said, "Chocolate souffle." And then Larry King got it at that point. But Saka souffle was a made-up word that Larry King said one time. And that is how Saka Souffle became. That's just how that happened. He said it. I liked it. The first 100 packs of that strain that I sold came in a package with an image of Larry King with his suspenders and his microphone in front of him. Those were two of his iconic things. The first 100 packs of The Machine I sold also came in a custom package with a silhouette of Burt Kreischer holding a microphone. I had to do the silhouette. I didn't want to do any copyright violations. But those were two strains that sometimes I had to explain the name. Another strain that people ask me about a lot, the strain name is Double Paula. What is Double Paula? Double Paula is a strain that I made around 2000. I don't remember exactly. I want to say circa 2016, 2018, somewhere in that time frame. That's when Double Paula was made. People ask me a lot of questions about Double Paula. I made that one around 2016. It grows kind of tall, kind of quickly. Tastes real good, good strong terps on it, nice and potent. One of my favorite strains. Yeah, that's Double Paula. I get a lot of questions about that one. And guess what? I'm going to continue to get questions because I ain't going to tell you shit about Double Paula right now. I love the mystery. I love the mystery around Double Paula. It's a beautiful, amazing strain. You guys love it. The regular seeds sold out quite quickly. Rumor has it there might be feminized seeds of that Double Paula coming up. Anyway, this was a great question. You got me rambling for at least 10 good minutes about this. Thank you. I do appreciate it. I love talking about strain names. I feel like there were a lot more that I wanted to cover. I could probably hit pause, go to the website. We could talk about a billion strain names. But the strain names are inspired by just like music, just like art, just the things in my life. The Ninja Turtles, G.I. Joe, video games, reggae artists, Grateful Dead songs, Fish songs. Just random references to things. Tinfoil hat. Why did I call tinfoil hat tinfoil hat? Two reasons. Because it makes you paranoid. When you smoke too much tinfoil hat, you're peeking out the windows and shit, thinking shit's going on that's not going on. Also, there's a famous podcast called Tinfoil Hat, hosted by Sam Tripoli. It may be a little nod, a little shout out to Sam Tripoli. So that's tinfoil hat. There are a bunch of them, you guys. Bobby Knight. Oh, let me talk about Bobby Knight. Then we will wrap up this part because I feel like I really want to give a shout out to Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight. Who is Bobby Knight? Bobby Knight is a... Bobby Knight is passed. Bobby Knight was a basketball coach for Indiana. My grandparents both came from Indiana. They were what you call Hoosiers, and they were into Hoosier basketball. So my grandparents both knew Bobby Knight very well. They followed him. I come from a big basketball family. My grandparents, my uncles loved basketball. I'm 6'5", and everyone's disappointed that I don't give a shit about basketball. I can shoot, but I don't care to play D at all. So I just stand there and watch everybody score on you, and then I go try to shoot my own shot. We're getting sidetracked. Anyway, Bobby Knight. My grandparents were Indiana basketball fans. Bobby Knight was a coach for Indiana basketball. I got a hold of the Indiana bubblegum, the classic bubblegum strain that comes from Indiana. I crossed the Indiana bubblegum to Afterglow. So right as those seeds were coming to fruition and almost ready to harvest, Bobby Knight passed away, and it was like something just told me, name the strain Bobby Knight. That gave me a way to honor my grandparents. It gave me a cool strain name, and we got to honor Bobby Knight. And then all of the basketball fans knew what it was right away, and all the Indiana basketball fans definitely knew what it was right away. So Bobby Knight was named after a basketball coach from Indiana, and my grandparents were from Indiana, and they were a couple of my favorite people, of course. So they inspired me in a lot of ways. I wanted to pay some sort of tribute to my grandparents by naming a ganja strain sort of after them, but it's Bobby Knight, so it doesn't have their name in it or anything. They're not implemented in my business here. But it's a nod, it's a shout out to my grandparents, and also, of course, Bobby Knight, and of course, to that Indiana background that is in my blood. All right, that is my answer, and I'm sticking to it. My new friend Brian, dude, make sure you check your inbox, check your spam, because by the time this episode comes out, you have got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. All right. Let's keep this momentum moving. I do have another great question here in front of me. Of course, before we jump into the next one, let me remind you to like and subscribe. That's right. If you like the podcast, make sure you click that like button. And also, if you're not already subscribed, please do subscribe. That way, every time I put out a new episode, you'll get a notification and you don't miss any of my amazing cannabis content. All right, let's keep going. That's enough rambling. This one came from my friend Polly Figs. What up, Polly Figs? This also came from that Grow Help tab on iRedirect, which means Polly Figs, you win a coupon code for a free pack of seeds off of iRedirect.com. Make sure you check your inbox, check that spam. A lot of times the messages do go to the spam folder. I don't know why. I do apologize. Also, one more quick disclaimer, those coupon codes do expire. Those gift certificates do expire. Many people ask me, is that expiration date real? Yes, that expiration date is real as fuck. You got to use that coupon code by then. If you don't use it by then, it tells me a couple of things. You didn't check your spam. Also, it tells me you didn't listen to the podcast, because if you listen to the show, you would know that you got your message read, which would then tell you to go check your inbox. So if you didn't get it, you snooze, you lose. I cannot resend it. I do apologize for that. But Polly Figs, go check your inbox. Get that coupon code for your free seeds at iRedirect. The question says, Rasta Jeff, what are your thoughts on clone degeneration from the mother plant? Is there a way to revive or rejuvenate old clones? I think you mean like rejuvenate an old plant. So let me first touch on something. He said degeneration. Clone degeneration is a thing. Sometimes mother plants get tired. They get old. If you abuse a plant, if you don't give it the best care, if it's threatened with bugs or problems or inadequate environment, sometimes these plants can get old and tired and stop performing the way that they used to. That is what this listener means by degeneration. There is another thing that happens. People call it genetic drift. That is a different thing completely. I've done a full podcast on genetic drift. In the cannabis world, we are using the term genetic drift inaccurately, incorrectly, as we do many terms in this industry, in this business, in this community. However, today I want to make sure we are not talking about genetic drift. That is not what this listener is referring to. This is degeneration. When a plant starts getting old and tired, it happens with every living organism. Eventually, if you don't give it the ideal diet, environment, if it faces any threats, any problems, pests or pathogens, or it could be a lot of other things at this time, overwatering, underwatering, a lot of stress on this plant can cause future generations to not be as healthy as they were. The genetics will be exactly the same, but the overall health of the new cuttings may not be as optimal as previous generations of this plant. So this listener is saying, is there a way to revive or rejuvenate these plants? Yes. Unfortunately, I feel like we have already surpassed this time of the year, unless you've got some supplemental lighting that may help you out. But what many breeders and growers are known to do is when the right time of year comes around, you can put small copies of your plants outdoors and put them out there in the sunshine. And that sunshine will rejuvenate, revive, and correct many of the problems that your plants may be experiencing. I've probably said it on the podcast a few times. I'll say it again. The sun is magic. The sun works wonders. The sun is the fixer, the healer. The sun will cure a lot of things. If you can put a small plant outside, if you can veg a plant or get a small plant, even if you got a large plant, put it outside, veg it, let it be outside for a week, maybe 2 weeks. You will see great improvement if you put that plant out at the proper time of year. That depends on where you live, your location geographically. Geographically, that word was easy to say. It depends on your location on the globe. If you're in certain regions, you could do this all year long. If you're in Colorado, you've got about a 3 or 4 week window where this is an opportunity. So it depends on where you are. It depends on your light. If you've got a greenhouse where you can provide supplemental lighting, this would work beautifully. Put it out there just about any time that it's not too cold. Get that sunshine on it for a few hours a day. That will help you correct the plant. Add some artificial light to go with that sunshine, and you will see improvements in the health of that plant overall in just a couple of weeks. Of course, you do need to feed the plant properly. You need to make sure not to acquire any bugs, any pests. We don't want to take more pests indoors. That could just lead to a whole nother slew of problems. In the near future, we are going to talk about integrated pest management. That's something that came up today on the Discord, so that is on my mind to talk about in the near future. But a way to rejuvenate clones that have gotten old, that have gotten dusty, that just don't seem to be as healthy as they once were, put them outside, give them plenty of light, get them going outdoors, get that sunshine on them, feed them well, let them feel that outdoor environment, and they will come back around. They will get healthy again. This will work for most plants that are just a little bit beat up looking old. If they're beat to shit and if they're supposed to die, sometimes you just got to let it go. You should have been taking better care of that plant overall if it was that important to you. All right, my friend Polly Figs, it's good to see a message from you. It's great too. I see from the Discord where I recognize you. It's good to be able to send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds. So make sure you check that inbox because you got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pimps, hoes, friends, foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, pollen chuckers, BMX racers, fruit booters, all of you beautiful kids out there, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to another episode of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. I know this was a quick episode, but short and sweet. We'll keep it good before I get too rambly. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, corrections, comments, or concerns, you know that I would love to hear from you. The email address, of course, is growfromyourheart@hotmail.com. If you want to send those grow questions and get an opportunity to win free seeds, do that by using the Grow Help tab on iregenetics.com. That's right, iregenetics.com. Everything you need is on the website. There's a link to the Discord server. Join us on Discord where we talk about growing all day long. Also, there's a link to the merch where you can get a grinder, a rolling tray, a t-shirt, an ashtray, a stash pot. You can get a Grow From Your Heart podcast hat. There's a bunch of great stuff at the merch store. Also, there is a link to iRedirect where you can get what? Seeds. That's right. Go get those seeds at iredirect.com. When this episode comes out, the individual packs of Rose, Dorothy, Blanche, and Sophia will be available. Go get the individual packs or the bundles. Go grab those now at iredirect.com. Also, if I did not read your question on today's podcast, please do not feel discouraged. I've got a small mountain of emails to work my way through, so maybe I will read your question on a future episode. So keep those questions coming and keep watching because maybe your question will pop up on a future podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is all I've got for you for today's episode. You know I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to my buddy Hawaiian Jay. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad mother.
Time to take another dab. Grab your piece and then I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, Pokemon, we relax. Oh.